We begin tonight in Sri Lanka and further fallout after the country's top leadership stepped down yesterday. Opposition leaders today huddled to hash out a new government as the prime minister's private residence remains a smoldering ruin. Protesters who stormed there and the president's residence on Saturday, playing in the pool, using the gym, vowed to stay put until a new government is installed. In Thailand today, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration will be watching the developments in Sri Lanka closely.
We would urge the Sri Lankan parliament to approach this with a commitment to the betterment of the country, not any one political party.
Secretary Blinken will also visit Tokyo tomorrow to offer condolences following the assassination of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Today, Abe's political legacy remains secure. Japanese voters propelled his party, the current ruling party, to a major victory in the upper house of parliament and a likely increase in its majority, according to exit polls. Sitting Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, an Abe protege, called today's elections an example of strength in democracy and free speech amid tragedy. Rescuers today combed through the rubble of an apartment complex in eastern Ukraine after Russian rocket fire killed at least 15 people late Saturday night. The strikes hit a residential neighborhood of Chasiv Yar. Dozens remain trapped, and so far, only several have been rescued. The attack is just the latest in a series of Russian strikes that have killed more than 50 civilians in the last 2 weeks. Russia continues to claim it only hits targets of military value. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is now willing to testify publicly before the January 6th committee. Until now, Bannon had defied a committee subpoena and was facing charges of criminal contempt of Congress. Former President Trump cleared the way for his testimony, saying in a letter on Saturday that he would waive Bannon's executive privilege. In London today, tennis star Novak Djokovic beat Nick Kyrgios to win his 7th Wimbledon title and 21st Grand Slam. That is just one behind the all-time leader Rafael Nadal for most career Grand Slams. Kyrgios finished with 30 aces and, despite his loss, called the result the best of his career. Finally, the best athletes in women's basketball competed today at the All-Star Game in Chicago, but they began by honoring a player who was not there. Brittany Griner has been held in Russian detention since February. The U.S. says she is wrongfully detained. Last week, she pled guilty to carrying cannabis oil in her luggage as she arrived in Moscow. It's a charge that could carry a 10-year prison sentence. For the second half of the All-Star Game, every player wore her number, 42. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the rise of misleading and bad information about abortion. And a conversation with Afghan war veteran Jason Kander about post-traumatic stress.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.